everybody to Osakis High School. And it's the next to last night of the regular season as the Piers Pioneers are in town tonight. They take on the home team, the Osakis Silver Streaks. It's senior night here, so we're about to have a brief ceremony honoring the Osakis seniors. Piers and Osakis squaring off here. Both in Section 6AA, different conferences. Osakis out of the Prairie Conference, where they finished second to Browerville Eagle Valley with a record of 5 wins and 3 losses in the conference. Entering play tonight, they are 8-12 on the season. For the Pioneers, a record of 9-12-1. They've got this one tonight and the home match finale against Little Falls tomorrow night. So should be a good matchup here tonight. JB went to Osakis 2-1. Piers took the opener 26-24. Osakis took set 2, 25-22. And then it was a 15-9 win for Osakis in the third set. So the varsity is set to go here in moments from Osakis as the Pioneers coming off a loss on Thursday to Albany.
Hey everyone, Jason Sidlowski here from Sunrise Egg Co-op. All of us at Sunrise Egg hope you and your family are staying safe and healthy during these crazy times of farm field work and school starting back up. We currently have $2 off per bag on Tuffy's dog and cat food and up to $5 per bag off Amp Max milk replacer. Please keep us in mind for all your agriculture and household needs. Sunrise Egg is also looking for a full-time person to help in our feed mill in Buckman. A Class A license is a plus, but not required. Contact Jason and Buckman if you are interested. Call us or check us out on the web at www.sunriseagcoop.com or like us and follow us on Facebook to stay up with all of our deals and events at the co-op. We thank all of our current and past patrons for their loyalty throughout the years, and we hope to earn your new business today. And as always, thank you, farmers, for everything you do. And go Pioneers.
The Piers Pioneers have built a solid foundation of excellence with hard work, teamwork, and dedication to their craft. To help you get your foundation off to a solid start, contact Gertz Concrete in Piers. With a wide range of services available like sidewalks, driveways, garage floors, patios, steps, and so much more. Contact Darren or Calvin today to get started at 320-360-2212. Gertz Concrete wants to say good luck, Pioneers.
Joining me on tonight's pre-match show, Coach Fisher of the Pioneers, and Coach bringing the team over here to Osakis tonight, and it's tune-up time just tonight and tomorrow night with Little Falls left before you focus on the playoffs. What does this match mean for the Pioneers tonight to get ready for postseason?
Yeah, I think this is a really big match for us. Osakis is in our section, and we're ahead of them right now, but we need to stay that way, so we definitely need a win here tonight. I was looking at their record. Their record is similar to ours. I think they're 8-12, and we're 9-12-1. It's a very similar record. We didn't play a lot of the same teams, so it's kind of hard to judge how it's going to go. So we'll just have to play well and see what happens.
Second half better than the first half. I think this team has shown significant improvement from opening day at Royalton to where you are tonight.
Yeah, I definitely think they have improved a lot, especially on the offensive side of the ball.
A different topic, who you like tonight, Pequot Lakes and Sauk Center. That's in Sauk tonight.
Yeah, you know, I haven't gotten a chance to see Sauk Center play, but just from what I've heard, I feel like Sauk Center might take it. We'll see. That'll be a good match.
If you have tonight and tomorrow night, like we mentioned, to get ready for postseason, what is one area of the game that you feel the Pioneers have two chances to sharpen up here, because you're going to need that part of your game if you're going to make a run?
Yeah, I guess I feel like we need to bring it. We just need to come and play at a high level the whole night, because we have a tendency to kind of be up and down, and we're going to need to be able to be consistent.
Yeah, to that aspect, I guess, mentally strong, just putting the last point behind you, focus on the next point. Nothing you can do about that point that just happened.
Yeah, every point matters, and once it's over, it's over. Yeah. So then you got to focus on the next one, like you said.
Coach, good luck.
Thank you. Right.
Coach Fisher of the Pioneers, they get ready to face Osakis. You'll hear it next on You Are There Sports.
Hello, Pioneer fans. This is Morgan Polkamp, member of the Piers tennis team. All fall sports are in full swing. Piers is very proud and fortunate to have these activities that provide such great entertainment. Our student athletes will work very hard to represent our school and the community in a first-class style. There are still many home events left this fall, so come out and support all our activities as we strive to reach our goals. Thank you to our sponsors who make this broadcast possible and who took out ads in our fall and winter booklets. Also, thanks to everyone who makes the Piers community a great place to live. Go Pioneers!
Hi, this is Steve from Design Electronics in Little Falls. I'm inviting you to stop in and see all that we have to offer in-store. We carry a full line of GE appliances and even have select models in stock and ready to go. If it's a new TV you're after, we have LG and Samsung TVs in stock and also offer professional delivery and installation. Our shelves are packed with all of the cables, hookups, and parts that you might need for your DIY electronic and audio projects. Swing in and visit us at Design Electronics today for appliances, TVs, and electronics, and we'll show you the design difference.
You want to know the great thing about Farmers and Merchants State Bank? It's that they grow along with you. From my little brother's college fund and my parents' checking account to my grandma's small business banking, my uncle's ag lending, and even my teacher's mortgage for the home of her dreams. I guess Farmers and Merchants State Bank is really the bank for everyone. Visit fmpiers.com to learn more.
Because friendly still counts.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Sarah Backhoe and Gravel in Piers is a proud supporter of the Piers Pioneers. Sarah Backhoe and Gravel is your excavating contractor, and they also do sewer and water, basements, build material, wash sand, black dirt, and gravel. Call them today to get started. Their number is 468-2626. That's 468-2626. Sarah Backhoe and Gravel in Piers, supporting the Piers Pioneers. Smoothie Sunflower Oil is locally produced right here in Piers. Natural and unrefined, Smoothie Sunflower Oil should be in your pantry. It's amazing how something as simple as incorporating Smoothie Sunflower Oil into your favorite recipes can take your dishes from simply satisfying to mouth-wateringly delicious. Available in a wide variety of flavors like cold-pressed, Mediterranean, vanilla, lemon, lime, and many others, you'll be sure to find one or several to fit your tastes. Check out the Smoothie Sunflower Oil story on their website, smoothieoil.com, for nutritional information, recipes, and shop online for Smoothie Sunflower Oil products, including the best microwave popcorn. Smoothie Sunflower Oil, natural, healthy, perfect. Frosty's Bar and Grill on Main Street in Piers is open. Stop and enjoy your favorite cold beverages. Frosty's serves up delicious daily lunch specials, either dine-in or carry-out. On the grill at Frosty's, satisfy your hunger with their fantastic menu, featuring items such as the Bacon Jack Burger, the Mac Attack Burger, Jalapeno Jack Burger, or try the Elvis Burger, topped with creamy peanut butter and bacon. And, of course, the signature burger is the Frosty Burger, a feline meats burger topped with cheese, fried egg, bacon, and hash browns. Frosty's also has sandwiches and wraps, salads, baskets, and appetizers. The newest place in town is Frosty's.
I've got a math question for you. When you add tolerance, subtract prejudice, and multiply efforts to treat one another with respect, what do you get? Less division. And school sports have it down to a science. Looking for an example of what can happen when we realize there's more that unites us than divides us? Look no further than high school sports in Minnesota.
This message presented by the Minnesota State High School League and the Minnesota Interscholastic Activities Administrators Association.
Ready for high school volleyball tonight on You Are There Sports as the Pioneers have the serve in hand. And here we go with Kiara Olish sending it downrange. And the first pass comes up to the net, tipped over to Maddie Lochner. Olish wants Leidenfrost from the left side, and it's long. Just past the line on a hit by Katie Leidenfrost. And Osakis takes the 1-0 lead. And this is their first service rotation. It's Josie Hartshorn. It goes to Ashley Kimmon, far back. Right side for Katie, and it's blocked out. Kylie Kranz with the block, but it was out of play. So it's 1-1 here early in the match. And serving now is Katie. Top spin serve to the libero, Faber. Right side swing blocked by Magny and Kimmon. Kimmon with the block over on the far side, and it's 2-1. Service again for Katie Leidenfrost with Maddie Lochner, Kiara Olish, Peyton Magny, Ashley Kimmon, and Lexi Hoskins on the court. Here comes a swing by Alexis Johansson, dug by Lochner. Kimmon's first attack, and she tried to finesse it and directed it into the net. Sub for Osakis coach Mitch McGuire. In will be Lexi Framing. Up into the front row, replacing Kaylee Sheck. Here is the serve at 2-2. It's low. Service error by Osakis's Haley Niehoff. And she will immediately exit, replaced by Mackenzie Holmquist. And Trista Creek will come into the front row, replacing Maddie Lochner. Here's Peyton Magny's hard serve. Good dig in the back row by Osakis's Holmquist. Here's Hoskins passing middle for Kimmon off the block and down. Ashley Kimmon makes it 4-2 Pioneers. Just underway here at Osakis is Peyton Magny ready to deal. Her second serve in this rotation. Good hard serve again. Free ball for Kimmon, and that's a winner. Ashley puts it home to make it 5-2. Of course, even I, with my Pioneer red-colored glasses, admit freely that this is not the biggest game in the section tonight. Sauk Center is hosting Pequot Lakes tonight, the top two teams in 6AA, and two of the top programs in all of AA. Here is the pass, right side swing, cross court is wide. Alexis Johansson lined it up, but just pushed it wide, and it's a 6-2 start for the Pioneers here tonight. Magny still at the line to serve. And that one is just long as the red flag comes up. And now in for Osakis is Madison Lipke, replacing the libero, the freshman Greta Faber. And at the service line is Kylie Kranz. Stands right in the middle of the court, and it goes to Katie Leidenfrost. Good first pass to Olish. Hoskins on a tip down the line for the point. Lexi able to get it over the block of Lexi Fremming. One Lexi beats the other at the net. And now it's Kendra Sakulla, the junior, in to serve. And here is Kendra's serve. It is a good one. Trista Creek, Ashley Kimmon, and Olish up front. Here's Sakulla feeding it off to Creek, but she's called for the lift. 7-4, Osakis gets that point, cutting the Pioneer lead to 3. And dropping back to serve goes Alexis Johansson, one of the seniors here on senior night for the Silver Streaks. Into the net, service error. Second one of those here in this early going. 8-4 start, and now Lynn Skiba will come in. And so will Brenna Dickman. Dickman first for Kimmon. Brenna will serve. And then Lynn will replace Trista Creek. It was a very nice job by the Osakis seniors. They presented flowers to the Pioneer seniors. A nice gesture in the pregame festivities. Here's Brenna Dickman's serve. It's a good one, but played. And from outside, it is over to Dickman. That hit by Fremming. Here is Katie looking for the back row, and she got it. Leidenfrost puts it right on the line for the point. 9-4. Another serve for Brenna Dickman. Here it comes from Brenna. And it's over, played there by Lexi Drum. Fremming, dug by Lochner, but it hit the antenna. The line judge immediately threw up the flag. He saw it, and Mitch McGuire wants a timeout. Pioneers off to a 10-4 lead in the opening set here, and Osakis uses a timeout.
When's the last time you cuddled up by a warm fire and sipped tea while reading your car insurance policy? You have better things to do than worry about insurance. And no one knows that more than Rosie Prisbilla at Marshak Insurance Agency, your local independent insurance agent. They'll take the time to get to know you because they're part of your community. And by offering personal guidance on insurance for your car, home, and valuables from a wide range of companies like Travelers, they'll help you choose insurance that's just right for you. For a free, no-obligation quote, contact Rosie Prisbilla at Marshak Insurance Agency at 320-632-2328.
Are you looking for a unique volunteer opportunity? Did you know Big Brothers Big Sisters has a school-based program in Pierce? Right now, we are in need of high school Big Brothers and adult bigs for our Pierce program. You'll be paired with an elementary student and will meet with them at their school for about 30 minutes a week. Matches spend their time together talking, playing games, doing arts and crafts, or playing sports. It's a fun way to make a big difference in a child's life. We're also enrolling youth K through 6th grade for our program. Contact Kayla Meyer at kayla@bigdefenders.org to learn more.
All right, welcome back to Osakis. Osakis just got a point. Pioneers called for a lift. And so it's a 10-5 lead for Pierce. And coming in to serve is Callie Sheck. She is a senior. And she sends a knuckleball back to Maddie Lochner. Pass ahead. Leidenfrost delivers a hit, but dug by Faber. Tipped over by the Streaks. Ahead to Sakala. Ole short set and mistimed it with Skiba. You could see the idea was there, but the pass from Kiara to Lynn just didn't hook up. So 10-6, another serve for Osakis. Middle back to Lochner, pass ahead, Sakala in the middle. Right side swing for Skiba. Good back row dig by Drum. In the middle, the left-handed kill is down. Madison Lipke from the middle with the left hand. Drilled it to make it 10-7. Another serve for Callie Sheck. High topspin serve played by Kimmon. Short set, and that's going to be a lift. 10-8. Osaka is putting together a nice little scoring run out of their timeout. Callie Sheck again. That one a little more velocity on it. Leidenfrost plays it. Dump over by Sakala. Pass right back to Kimmon. Now Kendra wants Skiba. Good dig by Faber. Now right side, this is Hartshorn over, down to the floor, Sakala to keep it alive. Free ball at the net, tipped over by Leidenfrost, whacked over by Osakis. Hartshorn will try again, and that time she got it. Josie Hartshorn puts it home on about the third attempt. Ball kept coming right back to her, and she finally got it through the block, and it's a 10-9 score. Leidenfrost, Sakala back to Katie. From the left side, Sheck. Punched in the air by Drum and over by Hartshorn. Now Sakala in the middle. And there's a big hit by Kiara Olish. Kiara with authority. Makes it 11-9, and that stops the Osakis scoring run. And now it's Maddie Lochner serving. Maddie, the sophomore libero here, will send it deep and played by Lara Drum. From outside, Sheck goes cross-court to Kimmon in the back corner. Here's Leidenfrost teeing one up, and she is wide. Just missed it. Had to wait and look to the line judge, and the flag came up. 11-10. And now Osakis serving for a first set tie with their libero, Greta Faber. Faber directs it to Kimmon, middle back ahead. Sakala right side, the pass, tip back and down. That's a point for Kylie Kranz of Osakis, and now Coach Fisher will use her first timeout. So each coach has used a first set timeout, leaving them one each, and it's an 11-11 score.
Hi, this is Cindy Shaw with Edina Realty in Little Falls. Whether you're buying your first home or your forever home, selling your cabin or condo, I can help with all your real estate needs, big or small. I have a passion for real estate and understand the local market conditions because I'm from here and live here. For dedicated, personalized service, give me a call at 320-630-8410 and put the Edina Realty team to work for you. Or visit my website, cindyshaw.edinarealty.com. Go Pioneers!
Hi, this is Brenda from The Clothesline. Are you looking for something new and cute to wear, but are trying to avoid crowded malls and bigger stores? Do you hate ordering things online only to have them arrive looking different or even worse, not fitting? The Clothesline on Main Street is your answer. You'll love our personal service and attention to detail. Let us help you find a pair of Liverpool jeans with fabulous fit or a top that you feel powerful wearing. My favorite part of my job is styling my customers. Come see us soon at the Clothesline on Main Street in Pierce or check us out on Facebook.
All right, the point is in play out of the timeout, and it's Olish whistling one long, and Osakis has taken their first lead. 12-11, Osakis in the opening set. Good volley there. Two of the six Pioneers need to tie their shoe. That's taken care of, Kiara and Maddie. Here we go now with another serve for Faber. Greta goes to Leidenfrost. Good pass to Sakulla. Left side, Magny, and that's too long. Pioneers are not hitting well early on. It's a 13-11 lead, Osakis. And this is Greta Faber, their freshman libero again. White jersey, black shorts. That, whoa, Katie at the last second decided to play it. And I think in hindsight, she would have preferred to let that one go. It was sailing long, and at the last minute, Katie tried to play it, and it ricocheted to the wall. 14-11 Osakis. Another serve for Faber. Good jump serve to Kimmon. Ashley's pass to Sakulla. Here comes Olish, blocked and played right back to the Pioneers, and then Olish sends it wide. And Osakis is now starting to stretch out their first set lead. 15-11. Pioneers were up 10-5. It's a 10-1 run, and there's an ace for Faber. A short serve, and it's 16-11. And Coach Fisher will use her second timeout. So Osakis putting together a nice run to seize control here in the opening set.
Dr. Herb Jutton from Rich Prairie Chiropractic Center has been in practice for 30 years, treating sports and non-sports injuries alike. His goal is to help your body heal itself without relying on drugs or surgery. Chiropractic care can help you regain full range of motion, improve physical performance, and reduce the likelihood of future injuries and health issues. Pain is a warning signal. Don't ignore it. If you or someone you love is suffering, there is hope. Call today to see if you are a chiropractic candidate. 320-468-2221. When my spine is in line, I feel fine.
Hello, this is Jeff Check, the owner of Check Auto Body and Towing of Piers. Your vehicle is the second big investment you'll ever make in your lifetime. When you need repairs, make sure you work with the most trusted name in Central Minnesota. At Check Auto Body, the repairs we perform are covered with a lifetime guarantee on workmanship, labor, and paint. You can rest assured that when you get back on the road, your vehicle will be safe and returned back to pre-accident condition. Our 30-year mission has been to deliver only the best to our customers. We work with all insurance companies and will assist you through the process. If you're in an accident, choose a shop you can trust. Check Auto Body and Towing, Morrison County's largest body shop. Come check us out.
Back to live action in Osakis. Silver Streaks continue their scoring run. They're up now 17-11. They play it in the back row by Sheck, and there's finally a stop as a kill attempt into the net, and it's a 17-12 lead as Lexi Hoskins replaces Kendra Sakulla, and going back to serve is Kiara Olish. Down by five, they were once up five. Sheck, good first pass ahead to Hartshorn. Blocked back up front by Magny, still alive for Osakis. And there's Magny with another block still up there. Hartshorn, Faber from the back row to Kimmon. Ahead to Olish, wants Magny down the side. She got it, Peyton Magny. Earned that point. She did the job at the net on the block and finally got it set up for her to put it home as it is now a 17-13 score. Both schools with parent-teacher conferences tonight, so there were a lot of coaches slash teachers and educators scrambling to get here late, including Coach Fisher and Coach McGuire. And that hit is long from the right side by Osakis' Kylie Kranz, and the Pioneers creep closer. 17-14. Kiara Olish serving again, the senior. Good hard serve, middle back to Sheck. Hartshorn goes back set over to Kimmon. Ahead to Olish, right side pass over, and Hoskins almost caught him, but they're scrambling and get it over as Scheck plays it ahead. Magny in the middle off a block, still alive for Faber. Faber for Hartshorn, deep to Lochner. First pass in the middle to Olish, and now Leidenfrost tipped at the net. Scheck again with an outstanding play. Left side hit is low. Low into the net by Haley Niehoff of Osakis. And it's a two-point set. 17-15. Sinking low serve played backwards, and they got one more. It's Hartshorn. And Kimmon played it to Olish. Right side Hoskins. Block back to Lexi. Kimmon will give it back to Lexi again. Down the side to Faber. Hartshorn will get it. And tipped over by Niehoff. In the middle, and a lift is called on the Pioneers. 18-15 Osakis. And returning to their lineup is Alexis Johansson. And she'll replace Laura Drum. And this is Josie Hartshorn to serve. Played by Ashley Kimmon. And a little dump over by Olish, swatted right back by Osakis. They were ready for that. Now Hoskins sends it deep in the middle. Hartshorn sets, and a big kill delivered by Osakis's Kylie Kranz off the Hartshorn feed. 19-15, Silver Streaks. Two teams, to be honest, near the bottom of the 6AA standings. Not at the bottom, but near the bottom. Magny is blocked by Kranz again up front. This is one of the rare instances this year where the Pioneers are not at a decided height advantage up front. Pretty equal heights on the players for each team. Left side for Hoskins goes to the back corner, and there was Scheck running it down again. She's been everywhere for Osakis. Hoskins ahead to Olish, back to Lexi on a tip. Played by Kranz, Faber, and over to Olish. Now Hoskins will go cross-court pass. Back row attack for Kimmon. Right to Scheck. And here's Faber from deep. Over and off Leidenfrost. Greta Faber with the back row attack. And it's 21-15 Silver Streaks. And to serve is freshman Josie Hartshorn. And that's going to go off Magny. I think Peyton thought it was going to be a shorter serve than it turned out to be. She deflected the ball when it was headed back to Lochner, and then Maddie had no chance as it went whistling by her shoulder and ear. 22-15, Osakis closing in on the first set. Hartshorn delivers. It's Leidenfrost. Good pass to Olish. Wants Magny in the middle, and it got the corner. Peyton Magny finds the corner. 22-16. The Pioneers close out their regular season tomorrow night at home against Little Falls. Osakis also plays tomorrow night. They'll be down in Morris against Morris area, Chicago, Alberta. And there's a kill up front for Osakis's Johansson. And it's a 23-16 score. Lexi Fremming into the lineup. Back to serve is Niehoff. Niehoff to Lochner. This is going to be a tough chance. Didn't get it to the net. And it's set point, 24-16. Just that gray area up to the net where Kiara Olish gave it a good effort but could not quite get it over. So set point staring at the Pioneers. And here's the Niehoff serve played by Leidenfrost to Olish. And Kimmon from the left side tipped and played by Niehoff to Faber. And from outside, it is Fremming over Hoskins. And now Leidenfrost just over and kept alive by a diving Faber, or no. They're going to call her for a lift. 24-17. And Osakis brings Mackenzie Holmquist into the match. And she'll replace Haley Niehoff. Serving is Magny, still seven set points. Faber. Hartshorn, Johansson blocked back by Kimmon. Back to the Silver Streaks and a free ball over by the corner. And that's a winner for Skiba up front. Lynn Skiba off the diving arm of Mackenzie Holmquist. 24-18. Another serve for Peyton Magny. 24-18, Pioneers trail. Top spin serve played there in the middle, and there's the finisher. Put away by Kylie Kranz, and Osakis takes the opening set, 25-18. Back with set two, and it looks like we're switching benches tonight. A rare occurrence here this fall, but they are switching sides, so we'll be back with the second set in about 3 minutes.
At Schomer Insurance, you can get the coverage you know you need now from people you know will be there for you when you need them most. We grow trust locally and provide local service at its best. Whatever the far-off future holds, we'll always be nearby. Trust in tomorrow. Contact Howie Schomer, your local Grinnell Mutual agent, at Schomer Insurance today.
For building projects large and small, see the good people at Bob's Lumber and Supply in Pierce. They offer computerized drafting and 3D design, material estimating, paint, hardware, and for those building projects, whether it's that new home you've been dreaming of, an addition, garage, ag buildings, or remodeling, Bob's Lumber and Supply in Pierce should be your first stop. Visit their website at bobslumber.com. Bob's Lumber and Supply says, Go Pioneers!
At the new Dynamic Therapy and Wellness in Pierce, the physical health and well-being of their patients is always their top priority. With a team of highly qualified professionals, they're committed to helping people of all ages overcome their physical ailments and improve the quality of life through better physical health and wellness. Are you suffering from muscle tension and pain, inflammation, and lack of mobility and strength? Do you have spinal issues such as pinched nerves, herniated discs, and sciatica? Or perhaps you're a high school, collegiate, or recreational athlete that requires treatment? For women, Dynamic Therapy and Wellness understands the sensitivity of pelvic floor issues and provides one-on-one care in a comfortable environment. To find out more about how Dynamic Therapy and Wellness in Pierce can serve you, stop into their new building on Main Street in Pierce or visit their website at dtwmn.com. Dr. Kelsey Meyer grew up in Pierce and knows the community, which she's excited and eager to serve. Dynamic Therapy and Wellness in Pierce can be reached at 468-7199. That's Dynamic Therapy and Wellness in Pierce.
This is Dave Rushlow from the Pierce Fire Department. Did you know that more than 4,000 Americans died in home fires last year? In most cases, the home did not have a working smoke alarm. A sounding smoke alarm gives you the extra seconds you need to get out of your home alive. Install and maintain a smoke alarm on every level of your home, replace the battery every year, and check it every 6 months is a simple way to help keep you and your family better protected 24/7. This message is brought to you by the Pierce Fire Department, and you are their sports.
Welcome back to Osakis, where Peyton Magny has just put home a kill to start the second set, and the Pioneers take the 1-0 lead. And now Katie Leidenfrost will serve. Leidenfrost, Lochner, Olish, Hoskins, Kim, and Magny out there. Osakis passes left side and off the block. Still played deep by Olish. Punched ahead by Faber and not over. Excellent effort, though. Boy, this Osakis team does not give up on a point. 2-0 start for the Pioneers. Here's Katie serving again, right to left now. Faber for Scheck from behind the service line and free balled across by Kranz. Olish for Magny, directed over. Hartshorn down to play it. Over to Kimmen, punch back, and the Silver Streaks will send it wide. 3-0 start for the Pioneers here. JB went to Osakis tonight, 2-1. Pierce won the opening set, 26-24. Osakis then came back for 25-22 and 15-9 victories. Leidenfrost serving at 3-0. Scheck to Hartshorn in the middle. Kranz with a bomb. No defense for that. Kylie Kranz putting it home. And it's a 3-1 score. Now willing to serve, Haley Niehoff. Niehoff directs it to Katie Leidenfrost. spins it ahead, and Olish's pass directed towards Kimmon, but over her head, and it bounces to the floor, 3-2. Pioneers lost the opening set here, 25-18. And this is Katie Leidenbross, that's an ace. She played it off the short hop, and the tower official was right there to see it. 3-3, Osakis has tied it up. And now it is Haley Niehoff again to serve. 3-3 score, second set. Here is Niehoff, just over Kimmon from Leidenfrost, and now Magny on a free ball over. Faber in the middle for Hartshorn. Here comes Johansson flying up, sending it long. And the Pioneers are back up by 1-4-3. Into the defensive back line comes Mackenzie Holmquist for Osakis, replacing Niehoff. Magny serving, and that was played by Osakis. Magny, nice play in the back row to keep it alive. Kimmon gets a swing. Faber plays it, and that's not going to be. Faber got to it, but no chance to run it down by Kylie Kranz over at the base of the tower over there. So the Pioneers take a 5-3 lead, and Peyton Magny serving again. Magny's good first serve. Hartshorn, and that's going to be called a lift. 6-3 Pioneers. So 3-point scoring runs. Piers for three. Osakis tied it at three. Now it's 6-3. Magny, ace. With authority, the flag drops by the line judge. 7-3. Pioneer student section traveled well tonight. They're right over there near that line judge. Here's Peyton serve. Back row played ahead by Holmquist, and Faber will get it over. Deflected by Kimmon, but then Magny and Leidenfrost kind of collided, and neither one got much on that one. 7-4 as Lochner replaces Magny. And to serve for Osakis is Kylie Kranz. Kranz goes to Kimmon. Over to the right side comes Hoskins, and that's a winner. Leaning backwards and deflecting the ball, Mackenzie Holmquist. Not sure if that one would have stayed in play or not. And now Emily Vernig will come in for the first time. Emily will replace Lexi Hoskins. And Emily's going to serve here. It is a 8-4 lead as Vernig. Good serve. Played ahead to Hartshorn in the middle. Right side, Johansson goes to Vernig on a dig. Olish feeds left side. Kimmon winds up and missed it. Ashley tried to find the far corner, far sideline, and just sent it wide. 8-5. Good catch there by Ian Oberfeld. Here's a Johansson serve. Short to Olish. Chased down by Vernig. Free balled over but wide by Lochner. That just did not look smooth from the get-go. And it's an 8-6 score. Another serve coming for Alexis Johansson. To Leidenfrost. Vernig sets, and Skiba looks for the corner, but long again. 8-7. I guarantee you the court dimensions are the same here. It just seems like the Pioneers are putting too much on their hits and serves tonight. A lot of long balls tonight. Here's another serve to try and tie it. Johansson from deep. It's Kimmon. She hit low, and we are indeed tied at 8. Osakis used a long scoring run to go ahead and never relinquished that lead in the first set. Now they've caught the Pioneers after trailing 8-3. Here comes Olish, wound up and low. It's 9-8 Osakis. And another serve for Johansson. And Coach Andre spotting something, the eagle eye of the assistant coach. The antenna was off kilter. So that is straightened up. That barber pole antenna, which reminds me I need to get a haircut. Up ahead comes Vernig. Left side, Olish. That's going to go, guess what? Long. And Coach Fisher signals timeout. It's a 7-0 scoring run for the Silver Streaks on their home court.
Munson Masonry LLC stands behind the Pierce Pioneers all the way with 30 years of experience in dealing with home foundations, additions, and farm projects. Munson Masonry LLC, covering central Minnesota from Brainerd to Becker, providing free bids, quotes, and estimates. Munson Masonry prides itself in providing the highest quality and accuracy. To get started, contact Ronnie today at 320-248-0377. That's 320-248-0377. Munson Masonry LLC, proudly cheering on the Pierce Pioneers. If you're in the market for a vehicle, I want to personally recommend Upsala Motors in Upsala. They made purchasing my new vehicle a great experience, and I know I'll be going back to them for service and repair. Upsala Motors Incorporated is a family-owned sales and service dealership since 1964. Their service department is equipped with the latest technology, and numerous repeat customers are a testament to the value they place on customer service. With a 90-day bumper-to-bumper warranty and a 365-day powertrain warranty on most vehicles, they don't just want your business today, they want you to come back in the future as well. Check them out online at UpsalaMotors.com. And when you look at their inventory on the lot or online and don't see what you're looking for, trust me, the staff at Upsala Motors will search far and wide to find the vehicle that's just right for you. Call Upsala Motors at 573-2576 to set up an appointment or to schedule a test drive. A staff dedicated to make sure you're satisfied. I know I am. That's Upsala Motors in Upsala.
Welcome back to Osakis. It is an 11-9 lead for the Silver Streaks. As we get back to live action following a Pioneer timeout, Pierce was up 8-3. They now trail 11-9. They're down a set as well. Osakis used a first set scoring run to grab control and go up and win 25-18. Serve comes to Kimmon to Vernig in the middle right side. Olish, and that was Scheck looking for Hartshorn. Cross court, Niehoff. And now Vernig for Leidenfrost, a soft tap, and that's a free ball won by Hartshorn up to Vernig. Vernig passes over to Johansson. Left side, here's Niehoff off the block and down. Haley Niehoff, maybe the shortest girl out there for Osakis, but delivering a big kill from the left side, and it's 12-9 Osakis. And that's Callie Scheck, Vernig. And her pass, nobody came to the ball. Right in the middle of the Osakis logo at midcourt, Emily's pass straight up in the air, and four Pioneers stood and watched it. Here's Kimmon taking the serve ahead to Emily Vernig, and there's a tip over by Leidenfrost. And here's a back row attack. Johansson there was Olish to play it. Tipped over nicely by Skiba, but Osakis back to Kimmon, nobody there, as again, a scramble point won by Osakis, and they've stretched their lead to 5, 14-9. 8-12 Osakis, and 9-12-1 Pierce. Vernig looks for Leidenfrost, low and off the block. That time she got it. Trying to defend up front was Madison Lipke, and now Magny will come in. Peyton replaces Lynn Skiba, and it's Lochner serving at 10-14. Maddie Lochner to Johansson. That's going to be a winner. Her back row pass went right into the net. No chance up front for Josie Hartshorn. 14-11. Another serve for Maddie Lochner. Maddie going. There's another winner back to back. Maddie Lochner with a pair of aces. And the Pioneers are within two. 14-12. Lochner will serve once more. Maddie to Faber. Hartshorn, left side. Here's Niehoff up ahead. And a lift on Vernig. 15-12. Osakis by three. And this is now going to be Faber serving. Greta Faber. And it's played by Leidenfrost to Vernig, and That's Peyton Magny zipping one over, but Osakis, good defense, and then they got a kill down the left sideline by Haley Niehoff. Right down the line, and it's 16-12. And here is a Faber serve, punches it short, and there was Kimmon playing it up to Magny, who sends it back to the Osakis side. Hartshorn on a tip and a dandy. 17-12, Osakis, and another timeout for Coach Beth Fisher.
Hi, I'm Dave Fisher on behalf of the Piers Legion Park Board of Directors. At this time, I would like to take a moment to thank all of our sponsors who purchased banners that are hanging on our fences at the Piers Legion Park. A few of them are IP Concrete, Piers Co-op, Rainstorm, Piers Service, Marshick Insurance, Mitchell Prisabilla, Piers Veterinary Clinic, RB Trucking, Sunrise Ag, Pioneer Lake Mutual, Advantage One Insurance, Central Minnesota Pest Control, Modern Farm, Hennigan Insurance, Piers Eye Care, Piccadilly Pizza, Gertz Concrete, Patrick's Bar, Select Therapy, Lloyd Oak Lumber, Farmers and Merchants State Bank, West Buckman Electric, Bootleggers Bar, Robert J. Funk Construction, Thielen Meats, and Aaron's Auto Body. To these and all other sponsors who help support Piers Legion Park, a very heartfelt thank you.
Welcome back to Osakis. Emily Vernig wins a point at the net to make it 17-13. And now Lexi Hoskins to replace. Oh, wait a minute. Now we have the tower official overruling. And it's 18-12. And Coach Fisher now is going to come over and ask what that was about. Now the floor official will be summoned to the tower. I'm not sure what the call was there. Well, apparently an illegal substitution because Emily is coming back in for Lexi. So the point does indeed go on Osakis' side, and it's 18-12. Ashley Kimmon to Olish. Left side, Magny, and she hits the antenna with her pass. 19-12. Piers is out of timeouts. And right now, it's all downhill for Osakis. Here's Faber. Diving to the floor to play a short serve was Katie Leidenfrost, and then Magny lines one up and sends it wide and long to the far corner, and it's 20-12. Lochner, Kimmon, and Leidenfrost in the back row. Magny, Vernig, and Olish up front. And the pass from Kimmon to Vernig and just hit over by Olish. Now here's a hit by Kranz. Back row, Kimmon, played by Sheck. Hartshorn wants Niehoff, and she drives another one off the block. Haley Niehoff able to elevate and power it off the outstretched arms of Kiara Olish up front. 21-12, and now Kendra Sakala replaces Emily Vernig. Here is a 21-12 serve for Greta Faber. Takes a little crow hop and then a jump serve. Olish goes back row to Sheck. And here is Johansson delivering a hit, played by Kimmon. And Olish sends it wide. Didn't have her feet balanced underneath her, kind of falling backwards, and tough to locate an accurate hit when you don't have your base. 22-12. Faber, as Osakis was, they've scored 19 of, oh, there's a four hit, make it, it was, what, 10-3? 20-2 run for Osakis. And Faber lobs one over to Lochner. Sakala's going to be called for a lift. And nothing is going right for the girls tonight. 24-12. And a dozen set points for Osakis. Here's Faber trying to close out the second. Leidenfrost to Sakala. Left side, Magny blocked back, played by Katie. Sakala for Olish down the side to Faber. Now Hartshorn. Niehoff will try and finish. Played by Magny back to Leidenfrost. Here's Katie and Long to end the set. 25-12. Osakis is up two sets here on their home court.
The Hennekin Insurance Agency makes you a promise, and that promise is to find the right coverage at the right price for you in Minnesota. They're an independent insurance agency located in Brainerd, Little Falls, and Pine River, representing more than 60 insurance companies. Their local teams can handle just about any type of insurance need, and they're capable of finding the best rates for you in central Minnesota. They've been serving central Minnesota for over 30 years and are active in their communities from Brainerd to Pine River and Little Falls and experience the same challenges that you do. So they understand your insurance needs. Look them up online at HennekinInsurance.com or give Chris, Matt, Eric, or Riney a call. That's Hennekin Insurance Agency saying go Pioneers.
You want to know the great thing about Farmers and Merchants State Bank? It's that they grow along with you. From my little brother's college fund and my parents' checking account to my grandma's small business banking, my uncle's ag lending, and even my teacher's mortgage for the home of her dreams. I guess Farmers and Merchants State Bank is really the bank for everyone. Visit fmpeers.com to learn more.
Because friendly still counts.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
The Pierce Pioneers have built a solid foundation of excellence with hard work, teamwork, and dedication to their craft. To help you get your foundation off to a solid start, contact Gertz Concrete in Pierce. With a wide range of services available like sidewalks, driveways, garage floors, patios, steps, and so much more. Contact Darren or Calvin today to get started at 320-360-2212. Gertz Concrete wants to say good luck, Pioneers.
Got that hungry feeling? Looking for a great place to stop before or after the game? Ben Patrick's in Pierce is the place for you. If you like chicken, you won't find any better anywhere. Call in and order food to go. Delicious daily lunch specials, home of the Pioneer Burger, wraps, wings, pizza, soups and salads, and more. Bologna days are on Thursdays. Golfers, softball players, youth teams. Patrick's can handle large groups or small gatherings. A big supporter of the Pierce Pioneers, it's Patrick's on Main Street in Pierce. Mitchell Prisbilla Auction Company should be your first and last stop when you're searching for auctioneering services. With over 50 years of experience, Mitchell Prisbilla Auction Company makes your satisfaction their number one priority. If it's farm, livestock, household, or real estate, you can trust Mitchell Prisbilla Auction Company for honesty, integrity, knowledge, and experience. See their website for upcoming auctions or to find out more at MidwestAuctions.com or call Joe at 584-5297 or 248-3590. The Mitchell Prisbilla Auction Company says, go Pioneers!
Well, the Pioneers' back's against the wall here in Osakis. They'll start the third set with the serve. And Kiara Olish delivers. And Hartshorn has had it tipped back by Magny. Still alive. Magny in the middle. And that's a kill off Kranz's block. 1-0 Pioneers. 25-18, 25-12. The two-set victories for Osakis. Now Olish serving. Near ace. It will be an ace. Played right into the net by Johansson. 2-0 start. Olish again serving. Knuckle and run down by Hartshorn and Faber from deep gets it to Kiara. To Hoskins. Cross court for Leidenfrost. Dug by Faber in the back row. Hartshorn and Niehoff off of Lochner. Haley Niehoff puts Osakis on the board. 2-1. And now it's Josie Hartshorn to serve. Hoskins, Magny near the net, four in the deep row with Olish, Leidenfrost, Lochner, Kimmen. It's Maddie Lochner to Olish. Hoskins getting a chance and miss hit it. Into the net. And we're even at two. Pioneers are home tomorrow to wrap up the regular season against Little Falls. Osakis wraps up their regular season at Morris. Here's Olish, right side for Katie, and she drives it off the block of Kylie Kranz up front. 3-2 Pioneers. Playoff seedings will come out shortly after tomorrow's action. As the serve to Faber. Johansson hit the net, and that'll be four hits. Didn't get it over. And it's a 4-2 lead for the Pioneers. Coach McGuire up instructing his team. Here's a Katie Leidenfrost serve. And there was Scheck to play it to Hartshorn. Faber over to Kimmon. Now Olish for Hoskins over the block to Faber. Up ahead, Hartshorn in the middle. Kranz sent back by Magny, and they won't get it. It's into the crowd. 5-2. Pioneers win that battle. They got a long uphill climb to get back into this one. Trailing 2-0 here in Osakis. And 1 point at a time as Katie Leidenfrost serves again. Katie. Up ahead. Hartshorn for Niehoff. And that's a winner for Niehoff. Haley Niehoff has been their most effective hitter tonight. And it's a 5-3 score. And now this is Niehoff to serve. And down to Anita to play it was Katie. And then Magny on a free ball did not get it over. 5-4. Pioneer lead is down to 1. Niehoff serving. Right to left as, again, they changed benches. Deep serve. Katie, her heels almost back to the service line, opted to play it. Kimmon was blocked right back to the Pioneer side. And now Hoskins tipped back to Magny. Wound up Kranz, and she finishes. Kylie Kranz ties it at 5, right in the middle off the block of Peyton Magny. And now Niehoff serving for a lead. That's long. Recognizing it quickly was Maddie Lochner, and she pulled those arms back and let it sail. 6-5. Pioneers by 1 as Magny will serve. Low and hit the top of the net, but played by Osakis. Here is Kranz, a winner down the middle. Good attempt by Katie Leidenfrost to dive for that, but just out of her reach. Back to serve goes Kranz. Into the lineup is Madison Lipke. Kranz, top spin to Lochner. Hoskins over for Kimmon. Kimmon got a good swing on it, but Niehoff was there. Here is Scheck on a tip, and she finessed it in. Callie Scheck gives Osakis the 7-6 lead. And this is Kylie Kranz again. Katie, good pass to Olish, sets up Lynn Skiba for the winner. Lynn Skiba off the deflection up front, just dropped it in. Now Kendra Sakala will replace Lexi Hoskins. And Kendra will serve in a 7-7 third set. Kendra. Good serve. Played by Scheck in the middle. Right side, Johansson delivered back to Sakala. Here comes Ashley Kimmon. Streaks middle block, got a piece of that. Now it is blocked up front by Ashley Kimmon, as she denies Lipke up front. Lipke, a left-hander, gives the attack a little different look. 8-7, Kendra's serve. Played up ahead to Hartshorn. Here comes Scheck. Off the block, played over, and won by Skiba. Well, those are the types of points the Pioneers are going to need to get back into this match. When it all looks lost, sometimes you catch a break, and that's what Lynn Skiba did to make a 9-7 free ball, and Lynn puts it home, that one. That one wasn't a mistake. It was Lynn at the net with an easy one. 10-7 Pioneers. And Kendra to serve again. Kendra, good serve to Niehoff. Hartshorn for Scheck. Lochner got to that. Sakala feeds Kimmon. Kimmon whistles one in. Pioneers playing their best stretch of volleyball right now as Ashley Kimmon goes short side to make it 11-7. And Kendra to serve again. Here's a good serve, deep, forcing the back row defender, Niehoff, to back off and play it. Now a free ball from Scheck. Pioneers can set something up. Short set, Skiba. Over to Scheck. I should say to Niehoff. Big hit dug by Leidenfrost. Johansson put a good swing on that. Niehoff, another dig in the back row. Hartshorn for Scheck. And that one was a touch. No, it went long. And Maddie Lochner went for it. And you could just see body language looking right at the line judge. And the line judge just gave a little smirk and said, nope, you didn't touch it. And the flag came up. 12-7. Here now is a middle hit coming. And it's in. Flag came down that time. That was Lipke. 12-8. Piers by four. And now Johansson will serve. Alexis Johansson, her run-up, and that's short. Into the middle of the net, 13-8, and here comes Brenna Dickman replacing Ashley Kimmon. Brenna to serve at 13-8. And it's across to Faber. Left side, Scheck. Ready and waiting for that was Kendra Sakala. And there's a Leidenfrost tip covered up nicely by Scheck. Faber from deep to Lochner. Here's Sakala. She wants Leidenfrost and Faber with an excellent dig. And she'll get it back and knock it across to Katie again. Good volley here. Here's Olish winding up. Back row played by Niehoff. Hartshorn for Scheck. Wide. And then, no, it's in. Just on the line to make it 13-9 right in front of the Pioneer bench. No argument from the Pioneers. And now the serve coming for Osakis. That is Callie Scheck. Here's a dump by Sakala, but she didn't elevate it enough. Tried to catch the silver streaks that time, but hit that white tape at the top of the net and came right back to Kendra. 13-10 now. Pioneers lead down to three. Low serve, Kimmon able to get to it. Here's Katie over to Scheck. Josie Hartshorn for Niehoff down the middle and in. Haley Niehoff makes it a two-point set, 13-11. They don't have the scoreboard capability of putting the kill numbers up like some schools do, but Niehoff, I think, would be leading Osakis in that category. There is Sakala. There's a tip over the shoulder by Hartshorn, but the Pioneers got to that. Now Olish rockets one over, played by Faber. Hartshorn, I should say Johansson. And now it's Olish finding a vacant far back corner. Caught the Osakis defense creeping up, and Kiara found the opening, 14-11. Now Magny back into the front row, replacing Lynn Skiba, and it's Maddie Lochner to serve. Olish, Magny, Leidenfrost, Sakala, Kimmon, and the server, Lochner. Maddie serve to Johansson. Tough play at the net, but it's won by Josie Hartshorn. Oh, we had a lift called? Oh, they called it on Piers. Okay. I was going to say, that was about as far from a lift as you could have. You took a big swing at it. 14-12 serve for Faber. Katie Leidenfrost, good first pass to Sakala. And Olish, at a bad angle, got it over. Here's Niehoff winding up again. Haley Niehoff makes it 14-13. Piers lead down to one. And this is Greta Faber serving. Played to Katie Leidenfrost, ahead to Kendra Sakala. And a lift, and we are even at 14. 14 all here in the third set. It's a must-win set for the Pioneers, or they'll get on the bus. Faber for the lead. Just a freshman. Here is Sakala from Kimmon. Left side, Magny. And that ball is wide, or hit the antenna, one or the other. And a timeout for Pierce. Osakis is in front, 15-14 in the third.
Are you fed up with trying to figure out technology and just want someone to help? If that's the case, then visit us at Design Electronics in Little Falls. Hi, this is Nick. Our service team has the expertise to help you out with your techie issues. We do it all from removing viruses on computers, setting up routers and printers, and getting your office or home networked. We also offer and install a full suite of home and business security products. Our team of technicians are experts at what they do and make sure it's done right. For the expert service you want and deserve, visit us at Design Electronics today.
Premium Concrete LLC with owners Chris Young and Matt Seppelt are a full-service concrete company located in Pierce. And they've been recognized throughout central Minnesota for premium service and quality work. To find out more about the services they provide, see their website at premiumconcretemn.com or give them a call at the office, 468-0309. That's 468-0309. Premium Concrete LLC says, good luck, Pioneers, and go Victory League.
Greta Faber at the service line as we resume live action here in Osakis. Osakis has taken a third set lead. They've got the ball, and it's knocked over by Niehoff, played by Olish, off a block. Faber down to the floor. Hartshorn on a tip, played by Kimmon. Now it's Sakala feeding for Leidenfrost. Faber answers on the back row. In the middle, Josie Hartshorn got it off Magny, and that's a double hit. And it's a 16-14 Silver Streak lead. The story of the night has been the Pioneers getting ahead, but Osakis putting together scoring runs. They've done it in each of the first two, and now they've gone up by two here in the third again. A familiar refrain for the Osakis team tonight. In the middle, Magny, bullet! Oh! Let's check and see if that man's all right. The line judge catches a deflection. Big hit by Peyton, 16-15. Here is a Kiara Olish serve to Callie Sheck. Now Niehoff, played well by Olish, to give Leidenfrost a pass just over to Niehoff. Hartshorn will feed back to Faber. Sends it deep to Lochner. Left side, here's Katie winding up. That was tipped. Yes, it was. The line judge puts up the flag and indicates it was tipped by a blocker of Osakis. And so we're even at 16. Pioneers need to win this set. Here is an Olish serve. Kiara to Callie Sheck. Now Josie Hartshorn. Circling around is Osakis' Kranz, played by Lochner. Free balled over by Olish. Josie Hartshorn. Weehop. Niehoff is blocked back. Over, and Lochner cannot play it. Sends it to the tower. That was a back row attack by Alexis Johansson of Osakis. And they're up 17-16. Service for Josie Hartshorn. Leidenfrost, Sakala, or I should say that's Olish. That little dump pass. That time it worked, 17 all. Talking with Athletic Director, Activities Director, Pat Calpine before the match. Pat's always the also the girls' basketball coach. And I'm just confirming that, yeah, we play Osakis this year. We were over here for softball last spring. And there's a block. Two schools meet up in tennis. Here's Hoskins tipping. Faber, a rare misplay for Greta Faber. Extending that right arm and just grazing off her fingertips. Pierce now up 18-17. Leidenfrost to serve. Speaking of tennis, Section 7A was up in Virginia today. And Kranz ties it with a kill off the Magny block. Pioneers lost both their singles matches and both their doubles matches today. The doubles, Brittany Schomer and Morgan Polkamp, lost a three-setter to a team from Mora, and the Pioneers will push it back to Faber. Now Leidenfrost, Olish, Hoskins from the right side, blocked back to Magny, free ball back, and Kranz, kept alive by Lochner. No, it was not kept alive. 19-18 Silver Streaks. Maddie Andrea and Kenna Oddie were a doubles team today. They lost 6-1, 6-3 to a team from Virginia. Good hard serve by Niehoff. Pioneers to Olish. Kimmen passes. And over off the block of Johansson. Boy, somehow Ashley able to muster enough on that one to get it. And it's a 19-19 score, and Magny to serve. In singles action today, Riley Kapner. There's an ace for Peyton, 20-19. Riley Kapner played a singles match today in section. She played the number one seed and one of the top AA girls in the state, Lydia Delich of Eveleth Gilbert. And Chrissy Schaefer battled well today, winning the first set, but then eventually losing in three. There's a big kill over by Johansson off the block of Kimmen. 20-20. Pioneers need to get five before Osakis does here. Time running out on the Pioneers. 20-20 in the third. Pioneers are already trailing two sets. Short set. Skiba makes it 21-20. A beautiful feed from Olish. Right in Lynn's wheelhouse. And now Sakulla replaces Hoskins. Kendra to serve. Just get this set. Use some momentum and carry it over. Force a fourth set. That's got to be your focus right now. Kendra's serve goes to Niehoff. In the middle, it's Johansson, played by Olish. And there's Skiba down to the floor. And they say it hit the floor before it was sent back by Niehoff. 22-20. And a timeout, Osakis. Coach McGuire uses the timeout. The Pioneers are up by two late in the third.
Hi, I'm Dave Fisher on behalf of the Piers Legion Park Board of Directors. At this time, I would like to take a moment to thank all of our sponsors who purchased banners that are hanging on our fences at the Piers Legion Park. A few of them are Sarabacco, Hoheisel Septic Service, Red Rooster, Piers Sanitation, Coors Light, Bob's Lumber, Lashes Auto Repair, Premier Construction, Becker Screen Printing, Frosties, Luckner Plumbing, Low Falls Radio, Gruber Custom Painting, Compere Financial, Hartman's Lloyd's Liquor, Licky's Veterinary Service, MP Barrett Trucking, Subway, Shokan, Rich Prairie's Livestock, Smoothies, Johnny C's, Piers Foods, Vernon, Pat Watercott, and Bud Light. To these and all other sponsors who help support Piers Legion Park, a very heartfelt thank you.
Out of the timeout, Osakis gets a point on a Callie Sheck kill. 22-21, Piers in the third. Here's Alexis Johansson to serve to tie it up. Kiara sends the serve backwards, run down by Leidenfrost, and then Kiara free balls it back deep to Niehoff. Johansson for Lipke, dug by Katie, pushed over by Olish. Free ball at the net, Kimmen, and Kimmen in the net. We are even at 22. A net violation on Ashley Kimmen. And now Alexis Johansson will serve for the lead. Here comes, it is Maddie Lochner. Sakulla for a left-handed tip by Skiba, ready for that. Was Lipke sent over, but Niehoff was there. Here comes Sheck, softly over to Lochner. Now Sakulla for Kimmen. Kimmen sends it long. I think that was tipped. I don't see it coming, any appeal or any asking for a overrule. It was ruled long, and a timeout taken by Piers. Osakis now up 23-22.
UniBank is banking built around you. Their UConnect checking is a new bank account to keep you connected and lets you earn cash back when you use your debit card. No minimum balance required, and earn 5 cents per point of sale transaction up to $5 a month. Online banking, e-statements, and debit card required. Stop in and ask how you can easily sign up and start earning cash back. Unity Bank, local, reliable, strong. Member FDIC. Go Pioneers.
For excellent automotive work at great prices, call Jason Lashinsky at Lashes Auto Repair today. Bumper-to-bumper work plus suspension lift kits are his specialty. Give Lashes Auto Repair a call or check them out online at NapaAutoCare.com.
Well, the Pioneers trail in the third set to Osakis, 23-22. And Coach McGuire is going to bring in number 12, Lexi Fremming. They've got the serve with Johansson. Two for a sweep. Pioneers are now, they still haven't completed their changes. Now, Laura Drum will come in for Josie Hartshorn. Osakis up two sets, and they're up in the third, 23-22. The Pioneers need this point. It's over to Katie Leidenfrost. From the back row, Lochner, and then Olish sends it. Faber to the net. Johansson, Fremming, tip and down. Match point, Osakis. Lexi Fremming got it off the middle block, and nobody could locate it. And Osakis is looking at a match point, 24-22 serve. As Mackenzie Holmquist checks in. Here's the serve, it's low into the net. You'll take any point you can get at this one, at this juncture. 24-23, as now Brenna Dickman will come in to serve, replacing Ashley Kimmon. Pioneers are still facing set point. It is Dickman directing it to Holmquist. Punched over, Skiba got to it, tipped by Olish, played by the Silver Streaks, and free ball to cross to Olish. Now Sakala. Here comes Katie Leidenbrost, back row, kept alive by Niehoff. Sent over to Dickman near the line. Lochner's pass ahead. Katie down the back row. Niehoff keeps it alive. Sheck from deep. That's going back to Lochner. Ahead to Sakala. It's over. Tipped over to Leidenfrost. Sakala. And now here's Olich. Over and down. The Pioneers have staved off a pair of set match points. And we're going to go extra points in the third. Tied at 24. 24-24 in the third set. Dickman for the lead. Brenna floats it deep. That's Holmquist. Johansson. Sheck just flips it over, and the Pioneers cannot communicate, and it falls, and again it's match point. 25-24. Osakis. Kimmon back in for Dickman, and it'll be Callie Sheck to try and close the match from the service line. Here we go. It's Lochner ahead to Sakala. Leidenfrost pushes it. Punch right back by Niehoff. Here's Sakala. Olish right side off a tip and down. We're tied at 25. Kiara Olish keeps the Pioneer hopes alive. Good set by Kendra Sakala. And now it's Maddie Lochner to serve. 25 all. High drama in the third set at Osakis. Here's Maddie's serve. Played by Holmquist for Niehoff, and free ball by Johansson. Here is Sakala. Olish off the block, kept alive. What a play. Osakis got it over. They'll try again. Magny directs it to Johansson. And that was played by Drum, sent deep to Lochner. Sakala feeds Leidenbrost low, and it's match point again. 26-25, Osakis. The Pioneers have fought off three match points. It was 24-22. They got it to 24-24. Trail 25-24. And there's a lot of service error into the net. They've staved off another one. 26 all. Hoskins in for Sakala. The set that won't end. Serving for the lead is Kiara Olish. Good serve. Sheck, directed over by Johansson to Kimmon. Right side, here's Hoskins going over to Sheck. And this will be a free ball over Sheck to Olish. Ahead to Hoskins. And from deep, it's Kimmon sending it back to Fremming. Left side attack for Niehoff. And that's a winner off Olish. And what do you know, it's match point again for Osakis. Kiara Olish over to say something to the floor official. Somebody's chapstick rolls out onto the court. What is this, Tennessee? So it's 27-26, and at the service line, Laura Drum, played by Lochner. Right side, here's Leidenfrost tipping it over the block. Drum plays it ahead. Holmquist off the net, played, whistle, lift, match. Osakis finally gets the finishing point. After the Pioneers had fought off four match points, it finally ends 28-26 in favor of the Silver Streaks.
Phelan Meats and Piers says, good luck, Pioneers. Phelan Meats is a full-service wild game processor with whole animal processing, sausage making, seasoning, and supplies with the highest quality and affordable service. A truly full-service meat market. See their flyer at phelan-meats.com for weekly specials and stop in on Main Street in Piers to view their wide range of high-quality products and hard-to-find items and find out about processing, party planning, and why not pick up a gift certificate or two. Open Monday through Saturday. Give them a call at 468-6616 or visit them on Facebook. Phelan Meats of Piers, supporting the Piers Pioneers.
Hi, this is Brenda from The Clothesline. Are you looking for something new and cute to wear, but are trying to avoid crowded malls and bigger stores? Do you hate ordering things online only to have them arrive looking different, or even worse, not fitting? The Clothesline on Main Street is your answer. You'll love our personal service and attention to detail. Let us help you find a pair of Liverpool jeans with fabulous fit, or a top that you feel powerful wearing. My favorite part of my job is styling my customers. Come see us soon at The Clothesline on Main Street in Piers, or check us out on Facebook.
Maybe you're just beginning your journey into the world of home ownership, or perhaps you're at the stage in life where the kids have grown and gone and you're looking to downsize. Or maybe you're in need of a home remodeling project. Then Robert J. Funk Construction should be your first call. From the initial planning stages until the final nail is driven, you can be confident that Robert J. Funk Construction will be right there with you all the way. To get started, give them a call. Robert J. Funk Construction at 320-224-9761. That's 320-224-9761. Robert J. Funk Construction, a Pioneer sports booster. Are you in need of electrical work? If you are, the place to go is West Buckman Electric. Whitey Funk and Tom Milner have over 20 years of experience in the electrical field. So if you're remodeling or building something new, whether it's residential, commercial, or agricultural, call Whitey or Tom at 320-420-2742 or 320-420-7472. That's West Buckman Electric at 320-420-2742 or 320-420-7472. Wishing the Piers Pioneers the best of luck. Amp Fitness, located on Main Street in Piers, is a 24-hour access health club that has a lot to offer. They have a wide variety of weight machines, steppers, and stationary bikes that can help tone your whole body. Or if you're just looking to walk or run, they have many treadmills and ellipticals. Amp Fitness offers a variety of classes like Zumba, Silver Sneakers, and Ripped. They have memberships available for singles and family with military and senior discounts available. Work out in air-conditioned comfort on your own or take advantage of your own personal trainer. With lockers and showers available on-site, call Amp Fitness at 468-7100 or see them online at ampfitnesspiers.com. Amp Fitness, supporting the Piers Pioneers. Are you in the building or remodeling mood but don't really know where to begin? Jason Gruber Construction specializes in new homes, siding, remodeling, and cabinets, kitchens, and countertops. Jason Gruber Construction has been in business for over 20 years. Contact Jason at 320-630-2849 or shoot him an email at jasongruber@yahoo.com. That's Jason Gruber Construction, proud supporter of the Piers Pioneers.
Hello, Pioneer fans. This is Morgan Polkamp, member of the Piers tennis team. All fall sports are in full swing. Piers is very proud and fortunate to have these activities that provide such great entertainment. Our student athletes will work very hard to represent our school and the community in a first-class style. There are still many home events left this fall, so come out and support all our activities as we strive to reach our goals. Thank you to our sponsors who make this broadcast possible and who took out ads in our fall and winter booklets. Also, thanks to everyone who makes the Piers community a great place to live. Go Pioneers!
All of us love sports, but not all sports are created equal. College sports have big budgets, dedicated alumni networks, and corporate sponsorships. Professional sports have even deeper pockets. Millionaire owners, lucrative TV and radio deals, and merchandise sales. High school sports have you. Everyone agrees high school sports give us plenty of reasons to cheer. And now's a great time for us to give back. Supporting your hometown high school won't cost you much, but it will go a long way to ensuring the games we love the most are here to stay. Minnesota high school sports. They're good for our kids, good for our community, and best of all, they're good for you.
This message presented by the Minnesota State High School League and the Minnesota Interscholastic Activities Administrators Association.
Kenco Drywall in Piers says good luck to the Piers Pioneers. Kenco Drywall has over 28 years of experience, and they specialize in commercial framing, hanging, and taping. Working throughout the upper Midwest, Kenco Drywall works with hospitals, schools, office buildings, churches, and more. Call them today at 320-980-1789 to get started with a free estimate. Kenco Drywall in Piers says, go Pioneers! If you're in the market for a vehicle, I want to personally recommend Upsala Motors in Upsala. They made purchasing my new vehicle a great experience, and I know I'll be going back to them for service and repair. Upsala Motors Incorporated is a family-owned sales and service dealership since 1964. Their service department is equipped with the latest technology, and numerous repeat customers are a testament to the value they place on customer service. With a 90-day bumper-to-bumper warranty and a 365-day powertrain warranty on most vehicles, they don't just want your business today, they want you to come back in the future as well. Check them out online at UpsalaMotors.com. And when you look at their inventory on the lot or online and don't see what you're looking for, trust me, the staff at Upsala Motors will search far and wide to find the vehicle that's just right for you. Call Upsala Motors at 573-2576 to set up an appointment or to schedule a test drive. A staff dedicated to make sure you're satisfied. I know I am. That's Upsala Motors in Upsala.
Well, the Osaka Silver Streak celebrates senior night with a smile as they sweep Piers tonight, 25-18, 25-12, and then a highly exciting, dramatic third set, 28-26 victory. So Osakis will go to Morris Area, Chicago, Alberta, to round out their regular season tomorrow night. Piers, the best thing about this one I can say is Pioneers are able to come right back, put this one out of their mind, and get back on the court tomorrow night at home in their regular season finale. They'll take on Little Falls. And you are their sports. We'll cover both the JV and varsity matches. Last match of the season for the JV, so we will be there for JV action and varsity tomorrow. That will start at about 5:45 then for JV and varsity, as usual, about 7:15. So Osakis improves their record now to 9-12. The Pioneers are 9-13-1, both teams with one match left tomorrow before the tournaments and the seeds come out. One score update from Sauk Center tonight. Sauk Center up two sets on Pequot Lakes, 25-19, 25-22, and they're up 21-11 in the third. Those are the top two teams. Sauk Center ranked number one in Class AA, and Pequot Lakes is right on their heels in the section standings at 18-5. But right now, it is pretty much all Sauk Center on the Main Streeters' home court. Other action tonight before we sign off. Staples Motley who is one of the top teams in the section. Staples Motley right now would be a 5 seed at 21-6. The Cardinals are home to Pelican Rapids tonight. Swanville's at Ogilvie. Upsala's in Holdingford. Albany's at home tonight taking on New London Spicer. You've got Long Prairie Gray Eagle hosting Atwater Cosmos Grove City. And the Royalton Royals are at Howard Lake Waverly Winstead. Little Falls at Pierce tomorrow. JV 5:45. Varsity about 7:15 here on You Are There Sports. And then we wrap up this short week with the Wednesday night football game. Pierce and Royalton from Pierce with a kickoff scheduled for 7 o'clock on Wednesday night as we get ready for postseason in the fall. We'll be back with our Frosties, You Are There Sports, Player of the Match, and then we'll close up shop from the house that Calpine built, Osakis.
Frosty's Bar and Grill on Main Street in Pierce is open. Stop and enjoy your favorite cold beverages. Frosty's serves up delicious daily lunch specials, either dine-in or carry-out. On the grill at Frosty's, satisfy your hunger with their fantastic menu, featuring items such as the Bacon Jack Burger, the Mac Attack Burger, Jalapeno Jack Burger, or try the Elvis Burger, topped with creamy peanut butter and bacon. And, of course, the signature burger is the Frosty Burger, a Phelan Meats burger topped with cheese, fried egg, bacon, and hash browns. Frosty's also has sandwiches and wraps, salads, baskets, and appetizers. The newest place in town is Frosty's.
Well, tonight's Frosties, You Are Their Sports Player of the Match will be junior setter Kendra Sakala, as she came off the bench tonight and in her role performed very well, both as a server and setting up that offense, especially in that third set when the Pioneers are doing their best to hang in there against Osakis tonight. But in the end, Osakis with the sweep, 25-18, 25-12, 28-26. 3-0, Osakis over Pierce. We'll see you tomorrow night for Pierce and Little Falls Volleyball to wrap up the regular season on your home for Pioneer Sports. You Are Their Sports. Good night, everybody.